Welcome to episode 17 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, and it's Thursday. Today I want to talk about Authors Direct. This is such a quiet launch that I couldn't even find out much about it, even though I'm a big fan of Findaway Voices. But what it seems to be, this is Authors Direct, authors-direct.com. What it seems to be, it says here, enjoy audiobooks purchased directly from your favorite authors. Now, if you're familiar with BookFunnel, what BookFunnel does is takes ebooks and lets the author distribute them more or less directly, where BookFunnel is just the middleman and sort of what's called side loading. It's how to get it onto your device. Like if I were to give you an ebook, you may or may not know how to get it onto your e-device, on your e-reader. So similar here with audiobooks, I could give you my MP3 files of my audiobook, but yeah, if you're a little tech savvy, you might know how to do it, and you press play and have to find the next file and stuff like that. So it looks like it's an audiobook player that works on your phone. There's an app, Google Store, and App Store. And here, I'm just going to read the thing. Authors Direct is an app where you can listen to the audiobooks you've purchased directly from authors. So authors can focus on their fans while we focus on giving you the best listening experience. It's seamless. We create an account for you the first time you purchase an audiobook from a participating author, and your books show up in your account instantly. So it's interesting. What they're trying to do here is give the authors a little more power, whereas to distribute at the price they want. And then I think I read somewhere that the authors are going to get 70% commission, which is crazy compared to something like ACX, where it's, if you're not exclusive with them, it's like 25%, then minus the 10 or 20% from your distributor if you didn't go direct. So it seems like a great thing for authors, audiobook authors, great way to share their work, great way to get it to the readers. And I'm a fan, it just barely exists yet. So hopefully we'll be hearing about Authors Direct in the future. And the reason this made my podcast today is because it's almost too good to be true. It's almost, maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe it's just a phony website. But keep an eye out for Authors Direct, and let's see what happens to the audiobook world, where audio authors and narrators can share and sell and distribute their work to listeners directly without a middleman, or at least without a middleman taking a huge cut. So it's still a 30% cut, but that's minor compared to the massive cuts that most of these places take. This has been Bradley Charbonneau, Repossible Podcast. Looking forward to starting my Audio for Authors podcast, and that's where this one leans a little bit, as I'm such a fan of audiobooks reading as well as audiobooks producing. Talk to you next week.